leave a name, number, brief message, and I'll be sure to get back to you. Thanks, and have a great day.
Mr. Graves, this is Judge Hart. We're conducting a bail hearing with regard to Mr. Ketchum. We wanted to let you know that you could be heard, but you're not available. Thank you very much. Bye now. Okay, you want to call the case, please?
Well, Your Honor, we are hearing case number 19-CR-05609, State of Oregon versus Kenneth Ketchum. The defendant is present and in custody, represented by counsel Spencer Todd. State is represented by Keir Betcher. Your Honor, we are here at defendant's request for a bail reduction hearing. State is prepared. I would note for the record that we did notify Mr. Graves and spoke with his spouse yesterday about this hearing, and we tried twice to call him before we came on the record today. I would note for the record as well that victim Mr. is present in the courtroom as well and would like to address the court at the appropriate time.
Hi there, folks. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Very good. Mr. Todd?
Thank you, Your Honor. Not asking for release or anything like that, Judge. We're just asking that standard bail be imposed. By my math and Mr. Betcher's math, we think we got to the right number of $215,000 is what the standard bail would read. And we're asking for that with no public safety override, Judge. Basically, I think the way we currently stand is bail set at $1 million with a public safety override. I think that was what was imposed initially at the first annex appearance, where he's got a whole boatload of charges right after the SWAT event and everything happened. Having, you know, gone a little deeper into the case and seen kind of all the other stuff beyond that, I don't want to weigh into the facts or the details of the case or any of that, kind of go down and litigate what the issues are going to be, but that's...
Well, I kind of know the facts of the case.
Well, that's perfect then, Judge. The only other thing I'd kind of mention as a side note is some of the medical issues that Mr. Ketchum's been having. I also don't know I haven't spoken to his family about whether they'd be able to post the bail, so I don't know if lifting the PSO means he gets released in this case or not, kind of thing. So sometimes when we have one of these hearings where I say, hey, Judge, agree to the PSO, everyone in the room knows that's equivalent to releasing him. I don't know if that's going to happen here. But for what it's worth, he says he could live with his sister, Virginia, who's over in Monmouth, and he's got a valid driver's license. He could said he'd make every court appearance. I would note he has a couple of priors, Judge. He has one prior conviction for failure to appear 16 years ago in Monmouth Municipal Court. But other than that, his prior criminal history is limited at best. I think his most recent thing is a successful 2011 DUII diversion. I'd also note he, at the time, now that we have the Oregon Crime Lab blood draw back, he was definitely at least under the influence of some drugs during this incident. He's been in jail for 10 months and 4 days. He's clean and sober right now, and obviously if you did lift the PSO and somehow he did get released, whether by posting or by recog, he would be very motivated to take care of business while out, pending whatever happens in this case.
Okay.
That's all I really have, Judge, unless Your Honor has any questions for
me. Nope, I don't. Mr. Betcher.
Your Honor, as the court already indicated, the court is very much aware of the facts of this matter. And I would just simply just state that there are three separate incidents that are part of this case, because the defendant consistently was trying to go after three different locations and then ultimately hold himself up in the final location that would then suffered over $200,000 worth of damage. In the state's calculation would be the second victim, just so the court has some context. And he's the one who interrupted an attempted burglary in the first degree. That's count two in this case, and had to physically fight him off. So again, we were going to ask the court to maintain the bail that was previously set as $1 million public safety override. The defendant's flight, essentially, Your Honor, he was running away from different victims in this matter, which ultimately led him to the final victim's home where the arson did occur. So he was consistently leaving and trying to run away and evade, and then he did barricade himself. And only he, even SWAT negotiators wouldn't, could not get him out at that final scene. So if the court has any further inquiry of me, I'm happy to answer questions. If not, Mr. I believe is ready to talk.
You want to address me, sir? Come on up.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
My name is as the DA indicated, I was a victim in this case, and as confirmed this morning, I was under the suspicion that Mr. Ketchum was under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time of the multiple incidents. Mr. Ketchum put quite a bit of fear into my family and into our community. Mr. Ketchum assaulted me personally. He menaced me by indicating that he had a gun that he planned to use. He physically intimidated my wife to the point where she needed to get in a vehicle and flee the scene. Mr. Ketchum's actions that day resulted in the death of an animal, injury to another animal, a prolonged standoff with SWAT, and forced a new member of the Salem community, our neighbor, to reconsider her decision to relocate to Salem and ultimately leave our community. And so our neighborhood is still in a state of kind of fear, and we have a sense of insecurity daily and weekly. It's been ingrained into my kids because of the experiences that we had. And my concern here is that if the public safety override is removed, if Mr. Ketchum has a drug problem and he has a problem in the past with failure to appear in court, that I have no reason to believe that anything different would happen here. And I obviously have a concern that Mr. Ketchum would relapse and cause additional harm to the community or to his family. And so with that said, I would rather Mr. Ketchum remain behind bars until such time as he can face the charges against him. I don't believe that releasing him would provide any value to the community, to his person, or to his family. Quite to the opposite. I believe that it would create a lot of anxiety in our neighborhood through the holiday season. So with that, I request that the public safety override be maintained at $1 million, and that...
It's very well articulated.
I'd also like to say, from the bottom of my heart, I really hope that Mr. Ketchum and his family are getting the help that they need, and that while he is in jail at Marion County, he has access to resources to help him rehabilitate, especially around the drug problems. I'm not sure if that's a service that's offered.
Not much, but the service that's offered is that it's unavailable, and so that
creates additional problems also, you know, for our community. And you know, I've been involved at, you know, Marion County at various levels. I understand the way that probation works in Marion County, and I don't think that that's adequate supervision for Mr. Ketchum. So.
Well,
thank you.
He's currently in a pre-trial status with a presumption of innocence as to each of these offenses with him.
Right.
And so it can't really force him to do a lot other than to keep him away from the drugs and alcohol until that status changes, either that he's found not guilty or guilty. You know, I can't really force a lot of things on him. It'd be nice if he took advantage of some of those things. There are materials out there, but that's going to be squarely on his shoulders and not at the direction of the court at this point in time.
My recommendation then, with all due respect, Your Honor, is for Mr. Ketchum to simply enter a guilty plea on all charges that he's facing and accept the punishment and enter into rehabilitation for himself, for his family, and for the community.
Well, that's an option too, but I haven't had anybody jumping on board for that. So what we're going to do is I am not going to reduce the bail, nor am I going to remove the public safety override. This wasn't just a one-off. This was like hours of trauma for the folks on Capitol Street. There was a dog that was injured and a cat that was killed that will have lasting effects for the people that suffered that. The worst part about it, you know, I've been here for over 32 years. Judge Sloper, you sit on this bench. The worst thing that you can do is violate somebody's home. And you did that over and over for an extended period of time. In fact, destroyed the house that they finally, as far as I understand, I don't know if they've rebuilt the inside of that or not.
They have, and it's I think it's currently in contract to be resold. One positive thing that came out of the situation.
Yeah, well, I guess so, you know, but that you know, that's kind of where we are. So I agree the risk for relapse in light of your successful diversion didn't really stick long enough. And the history of failed to appear even 16 years ago was probably at Independence Municipal Court was a much less serious offense than what we're facing here. And so I'm going to leave it as it is.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We did? Yeah, no, sure.
I'll be able to see you next week.
Hang on a minute. I got Graves called back. Got my message. You know, they look at that. So we're going to listen to what he has.
Hey, can you guys hear them?
Yep. Mr. Graves, can you hear me all right?
He should be there.
Mr. Graves.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're Ms. Graves. All right. This is Judge Hart. We just, I heard from Mr. with regard to his position regarding the defendant's request for the imposition of standard bail, which was about $215,000, and to remove the public safety override. Do you have any thoughts with regard to Mr. Ketchum's reduction in bail from $1 million to $215,000?
Yes, I do, and so does my husband. I have a prepared statement.
Okay, can you speak loudly into your phone, because it's kind of hard for me to hear.
Yes, I'm going to take you off speakerphone. Run.
Thank you.
Okay, can you hear me better?
Oh, absolutely, 100 times.
Great, okay, good. Okay, I'm just going to read you the statement I have prepared. I, Cynthia Lee Graves, victim of the crime committed on January 22nd, 2019, at 1050 Summer Street Northeast in Salem, Oregon, have the following input as to the decision of the court setting bail for Kenneth Ketchum. Number one, this man and his aggressive actions have cost me severe mental and physical distress that have impacted every facet of my life. I'm still in therapy and have physical pain daily from the trauma. Number two, my husband and I have suffered a financial loss that will take years, if not a lifetime, to remedy. Additionally, we lost all of our family heirlooms, over $100,000 in art and art supplies that will not be compensated, and most importantly, our family of two dearly loved cats that cannot be replaced. Number three, this man has been let off. Previous crimes and misdemeanors is a menace and threat to society, should not be free and out on bail. I believe from my interaction with him that he is unstable. Number four, it is the duty of the court to protect its citizens from harm. This man, I believe, is totally capable of perpetrating a crime on anyone at any time. And lastly, I implore the court to not reward this unstable repeat offender with the benefit of being out on bail at any time, especially during the holidays, a time in which he would be afforded the indulgence of being at home with his family, when my husband and I have lost our family and home in Oregon as a direct result of this man's actions. I'm going to go ahead and turn this over to my husband, Tim Graves.
Thank you.
Your Honor?
Yes, sir, Mr. Graves.
This is Mr. Graves, and I'd like to provide this statement for denial of the defendant's request for a reduction in bail or any bail at all, even if it's $1. And today the defendant, a criminal with a long history of lawbreaking, is asking the court to be released on bail. The question central to this is why. I do believe this man is a flight risk, has no moral compass, and certainly does not deserve to spend the holidays with his family after destroying our family. The defendant should not be granted bail. The defendant did unlawfully enter our home in Salem, Oregon. The defendant did violate our lives. The defendant did intentionally cause harm to life and property. The defendant is a menace to society and is evidenced by his unlawful and heinous actions, both past and present. For the sake of justice, I ask the court to deny defendant's request for reduced bail.
Thank you, Mr.
Respectfully, Your Honor, I request denial for bail.
Okay. Mr. Graves, if you want to put that back on speakerphone so your wife can hear, okay?
Okay. Okay, Your Honor.
All right. I can't hear you very well. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
I can hear you okay, Your Honor.
All right, very good. You know, I called and left a message, and I appreciate you calling back. I wasn't sure I was going to get a call back, so we proceeded. I heard from Mr. your neighbor, and who was very articulate, just like you folks were with regard to your positions and feelings with regard to bail reduction. Not knowing you were going to call, they were getting ready to take him out of here because I ruled that I did not find that it would be appropriate to reduce his $1 million bail to the $215,000 that was requested by counsel. I also did not feel that it was appropriate to remove the hold for public safety, because I do believe he's a danger to the victim, the community, and a public safety risk. So the request has been denied. He will remain in custody. And I guess while I'm here today, are you guys still in negotiations, or is there an offer out there that people know and I would like to have put on the record so that we know what we have going forward?
Your Honor, there is an offer out at this time, and I'm happy to put it on the record.
Yeah, let's hear what the offer is.
Okay, Your Honor, with regards to the offer, it would require the defendant to plead guilty to counts 1, 3, 4, 6, 8, and 10, with dismissal of counts 2, 5, 7, 9, 11. That would require that he plead guilty to count 1, burglary in the second degree, where he would ultimately receive an upward dispositional departure to 6 months in the Department of Corrections. This all runs concurrent essentially to count 8, Your Honor, if that's really what the bottom line of what the court wants to know. Ultimately, when we get to count 8, we're looking at count 8 is 60 months in the Department of Corrections with no eligibility for any programming. And then there's ultimately, Your Honor, there would be 30 months that would run consecutive to the 60 months in the Department of Corrections. So the total offer, Your Honor, would be for 90 months with no programming.
90, no programming on the second 30 either?
On the second 30 either, Your Honor, yes.
Okay, so it's like 90 months.
90 months is
okay.
The offer.
And I doubt that it'll get any better from there. Is that
nope.
Correct? You acknowledge that you're in receipt of that offer?
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Dutcher sent that over to me a couple of 3 or 4 weeks ago prior to the status conference where we set trial.
Right. And we have trial set.
Yes.
And I'm prepared to go forward. Do you have a cutoff date on any of that?
No, but I will communicate that to defense, Your Honor. I believe at this point, I think that for the purposes of the victims, again, Thanksgiving is coming up, which is on Thursday. I believe that this offer will drop, let's say, December 18th, which is 1 week before Christmas.
Right.
So if we can maybe get some closure before the holidays, that would be appropriate. And if he refuses to take accountability, then we'll pull that offer.
Okay, December 18th will be the last day you'll keep the offer open.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Just so we know, we're going to be on track. We have trial set. Might as well just go.
Yeah, yes, Your Honor. We're at this point, I'm talking to a gal from the Oregon Forensic Justice something 10-name thing, Janice Perkall. She's dealing with our two arson experts. There's going to be a 104 motion for one of the conclusions that the state fire investigator makes. That'll be filed before January for sure. Other than that, I don't know that there will be anything else filed by me. There would obviously be a motion in limine that I would make to limit conversations about Mr. Ketchum's prior criminal history. It sounds like the witnesses are well aware of his priors, and obviously if he didn't testify, I don't think that Mr. Vetcher would object to that, but that would be one thing I would want to talk about. I don't have other pieces at this point, but I did float the trial dates with my experts, and it works.
Okay, so we're good to go. You understand, Mr. Ketchum, that you need to deal with your counsel and participate in your defense. There's been a lot of work that's already been done. We have a trial date set. Should you choose to accept the offer, as long as you don't get sideways with me, I would support your ability to resolve the case through counsel with the district attorney. But if you get sideways with me, I won't go along with it. Okay? Mr. and Mrs. Graves? Tim, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, hi, ma'am. I just wanted to make sure that I said goodbye to you. Well, hopefully you have a decent Thanksgiving dinner shared with friends, you or family. Mr. Ketchum will be eating pressed turkey at the Marion County Correctional Facility, okay?
Okay. Now I'm wondering, too, this was very difficult. I took you off speakerphone because I could barely hear.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can get a copy of what went on there so we could read it? I wasn't really able to hear very much.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Maybe at some later date, if there's a transcript prepared for an appeal, that might be all right, but it's not going to happen today.
And okay. Ms. Graves, I can call you. I'm Keir Batcher, the DA. I can call you and just relay some more information.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have time to speak with Mr. Batcher from the district attorney's office to go over all of that. I understand it's challenging logistically to appear by phone. I have a ginormous courtroom here, and the acoustics can't.
Right.
They leave.
Yeah, I understand all that. I thank you very much for your decision and for including us in the process. And in the future, going forward, we'll be available.
Very good. That sounds terrific.
Thank you so much.
All right. You take care of yourselves. All right.
Thanks, sir. You have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, bye-bye. Thank you very much. Okay. That's the order of the court.
Thank you. I'll come see you next week.